I hope all of you have the pleasure of knowing Mary Hauska. If I'm not mistaken, Dr. Hauska is soon going to be our longest tenured member of this congregation. I think next year is going to be her, what do you call it, sesquicentennial? 50 years of being amongst us. But Mary, if you would, please come forward and share with us your great gift of wisdom around what we are as a people of stewardship.
My husband and I moved here with three kids, age 3, 1.5, and 3 months. This was my dissertation exercise, essential for a woman at that time to get a job. both of us had doctorates from MIT. Both of us were Boston Unitarians. And we were Rockefeller Republicans. I'll throw that one in, too. Virginia Tech had had a change in its direction when it hired Marshall Hahn to be its president in 1962. And he set about changing Virginia Tech from an agricultural and engineering school. I know the engineering departments were very tertiary. Perhaps agriculture was a little better. Into the university it is today. We were regarded, all of us who came in those early years, as carpetbaggers. Storekeepers wouldn't sell to us. We had to go to a store and pull things off, because otherwise they'd say, off the shelves, otherwise they'd say that they weren't there. They didn't have those products. But I can best illustrate Blacksburg by the Virginia Tech football games, where Dixie was sung instead of the Star Spangled Banner, and the Confederate flag flew, but not the United States flag. Okay? And if anything, Blacksburg, because it was dominated by the Aggies, was more conservative than Montgomery County. And many people from this congregation were part of the responsible people who changed Blacksburg. The Unitarian congregation, about 8 or 10 people, were meeting once a month in the YMCA meeting room in the old Student Union building. The founders were there, Herschel and Wilhelmina Elarth and Ed Moore. The discussions were mostly about matters intellectual. They were excruciatingly dull. But why did we all come? We came because we shared values. We came because this was an island for us. And this was especially true for me. And by the way, my little 3-year-old daughter came with me to services. She is still a Unitarian. She's a member of David Herndon's congregation in Pittsburgh. This congregation continues to be an island. Surely we and others have done what everybody feared we would do. We have changed Blacksburg from an island that was very backward and conservative, very southern, into a very liberal place. And many members of this congregation showed enormous courage and joined with members of other congregations, especially the mainline Presbyterian Church and the Roman Catholics. That is the value of us all. We, together in shared values. That is what is important. Thank you.